The power of a typical receiver is battery power. And of course, there's a wide variety of batteries. Some GPS units, particularly recreational units, can run from disposable batteries, AA batteries, and so on. However, more sophisticated receivers require a little bit more robust power supply, and there are really three commonly used battery types: lithium, NiCad or nickel cadmium, and nickel metal hydride, or NMH. Now, of course, in the old days, and even today, with base stations, you can see them being run from old lead-acid car batteries. Now, the lead-acid has some good aspects. It's certainly robust and continuous. They're weighty and have some size problem. But they're hard to beat when it comes to high power that for a long time and at an economical cost. Bulky and with obvious drawbacks. But the NiCad, of course, costs more than lead acid, but they're small and they operate well. The NiCad noticeably see a decline in their power as the temperature drops. And of course, they're quite toxic. But their self-discharge rate of 10% a month. And they do have memory difficulties. The full discharge is necessary from time to time. But they have excellent cycle life.